This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Mercy Fort Smith celebrated the opening of its new Mercy Breast Center. The center is a 6,900 square foot space located on the first floor of the Mercy Medical Building. Michelle Bonds, the center's manager, says there was an initiative throughout Mercy to improve the health of women in general, and when developing the new breast center, they investigated what needs had to be met to help increase breast cancer awareness.
We want to try to reach as many people as we can. Right now, Arkansas falls below the national average for screenings, and so we're trying to make an impact on that. Right now, we're between 60% and 65% that get screened, and the national average is 70%.
According to a report from the American Cancer Society, the percentage of women 40 years of age and older who report having had a mammogram within the past 2 years has stabilized around 67%. According to the National Cancer Institute, women have about a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with breast cancer at some point during their life. The new center, which cost $1.5 million, will help ensure residents have access to the appropriate healthcare services. Bonds explains Mercy Health Foundation donated $1 million to the project, and the hospital was responsible for raising the remaining $500,000. The new facility will allow patients to receive treatments they had to travel out of the region for in the past.
Here at Mercy, we did not have the capability to do light breast MRIs, and so that was one of the new modalities that we added. So that also included if there was an abnormality on the MRI, they would also have to travel outside to Northwest Arkansas or Little Rock to have a biopsy performed under MRI.
The new center will offer digital mammography for initial screenings. To help in early detection, the center also has two additional new screenings, an automated whole breast ultrasound and breast MRI technology.
The whole breast ultrasound is, of course, it is done with sound waves. It is a breast ultrasound, but it scans the entire breast in one swoop, and then it reconstructs that image into a 3D image. And the purpose of this is in conjunction with a normal mammogram for women who have dense breast tissue. It can be harder to see through that dense breast tissue on a mammogram, and so this is just another modality that we can use to be able to penetrate and look into that dense breast tissue. And the MRI is, again, is good for the dense breast tissue. They use the MRI also if we've already confirmed that the patient has a cancer in one breast. They will a lot of times do an MRI to see if there are any additional areas that need to be looked at.
According to Mercy's website, the center offers automated whole breast ultrasound. It's the first in the region and the only breast cancer screening technology specifically developed and FDA approved for women with dense breast tissue. If a mass is detected, the breast center offers stereotactic guided biopsy and ultrasound guided biopsy. According to the hospital's website, MRI-guided biopsy will soon allow physicians to determine if a tumor is malignant or benign in a minimally invasive way. When it comes to knowing when and how often women should be screened, Bond says they follow guidelines set by the American Cancer Society. These guidelines recommend that women 40 and older have annual mammograms unless there's a strong history of cancer in their family. Bond says, for example, women whose mother or perhaps grandmother were diagnosed in their early 20s or 30s, they will likely begin their screenings earlier. So once women make an appointment for a screening at the center, what can they expect during their visit?
When you come in, we're asking questions like family history, any surgeries. We try to get a good history on you. And when you come in, you just simply undress in our dressing room. We're very discreet here. We keep it very private in our area. You come in, there's one female tech that does the mammogram. And basically, we have four views that we take. The compression does need to be snug, but it doesn't need to hurt you. So we try to make it as comfortable for the woman and being able to still get good images on her.
Michelle Bonds, the breast center's manager, says they average 10 to 11,000 mammograms each year. Of those, they typically find 70 to 80 breast cancers they biopsy in their facility. Although they have the new center, they will continue operating their mobile mammography unit, which, according to Mercy's website, serves about 1,600 women in 13 counties annually. Bond says the unit travels to hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, and sometimes even to factories where medical personnel conduct digital mammograms so women don't have to leave work. This mobile unit, as well as the new breast center, are all ways to promote the importance of screenings, which can result in early detection of breast cancer.
It's not that we want to find more cancers. We just want to find them sooner so that your treatment is less. It's, you're looking at lumpectomy versus mastectomy, maybe a reduction in the chemo or any kind of treatment that you might have to have. So the sooner you can find it, the better your survival chances are.
According to the hospital's website, the Mercy Breast Center is a provider for the Arkansas Breast Care Program, and the Mercy Foundation sponsors the To Save a Life program. Both programs are available to help women who are uninsured or underinsured pay for mammograms and other diagnostic services. The Mercy Breast Center is open from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information is available at mercy.net/FortSmithAR.